What do you believe your strongest issue is?
Oh, my goodness. The reason I've gotten into the campaign was twofold. One, that I think that it's wrong for the state of Vermont and the elected officials to be taxing people out of their house and home. I have so many friends who, upon reaching retirement or nearing retirement, find that they're not going to be able to spend their retirement years here in Vermont because of taxation on Social Security, on the property taxes, on fees and levies of every kind that are just going to overwhelm them. And they've looked around and found out that by moving to Kentucky, to Tennessee, to South Carolina, Florida, Arizona, that they'll not only be able to get by, but they'll have money left in their pockets to help, you know, to have a little bit of enjoyment in their retirement, and maybe even spend on their grandkids. And I just think it's wrong that these folks who have paid and contributed to the operation of the state of Vermont throughout all their lives in their retirement years can't enjoy any of the fruits of their labors, or at least of paying their taxes. The second reason I'm running is I'm trying to bring to the attention of the parties and the legislature how wrong it is to have open primaries. I don't believe in open primaries. I think that the parties should get to either by caucus or whatever means they find best to select their champion for the general election. And that's not what goes on right now. Anyone that's able to raise 500 signatures on a petition can wind up on the ballot. And I think that that's not how things should be done.
Although, in some ways, if they didn't have that open primary, you might not be able to run and make that
point.
Oh,
I certainly couldn't run as a Democrat, that's for sure. And equally so, Mr. Sanders couldn't game the election ballot when he was running for Congress and then for the Senate by allowing himself to be placed on the Democratic ballot in the primary to push out all other comers. And then once the appropriate moment had arrived, to then feign that, oh, I'm not a Democrat, I'm going to run as a Republican. In fact, the progressives have used the same open primary technique to basically push the Democrats out of party of their own, out of power in their own party, and to in fact hijack or take over the old Democratic Party themselves.
Brooke, I want to step back to the first reason you say that you're running, and it's the high taxes and such. Do you actually have a fiscal plan to correct the problem?
It's a complex problem. We're spending a whole lot of money here in Vermont that we don't need to. There's many areas where we could find savings. One big area is the state of Vermont has a very loose purchasing plan. We don't really have any strongly centralized purchasing in the state of Vermont, where we let out bids and contracts for the procurement of various goods and services. And beyond that, if we had a regimented system, the counties and municipalities, or really not the counties here in Vermont, counties do very little, but the towns and the cities within Vermont would have the opportunity to avail themselves of the pricing on contracts, at least for goods and services, or at least for goods. Beyond that, we don't have purchasing or bidding in many cases that has a strong bonding requirement. We've seen this in Vermont Health Connect. In real purchasing and real bidding for contracts, there's a bonding clause, a performance clause, whereas if you don't come in on budget or whatever, someone besides the state is taking the hit for the overages. So this is just one area. I think that there's a lot of consolidation that can be done in ancillary services amongst the various departments within the state government that would result in savings. Another big area that we totally fail in is in information technology. We seem to still have the mindset that we need to be purchasing all of the hardware to do this, whereas many other states and many companies now rely on independent vendors out in the cloud to actually own the hardware and maintain the hardware and the data processing. And this is another huge area where the state has wound up by buying their own systems and owning the hardware, that we have systems that are 10 and 12 years of, you know, antiquated, that are no longer really functionally viable.
Yeah,
but, and like I say, there's many, many different areas where we have these same kind of concerns that could be resolved and provide a lot of net savings to the state.
Yeah, it seemed like the IT discussion during the debate the other night was about as clear as mud.
But it's because the only Luddite in the group was making the argument to start. I mean, I'm not aware of the technical aspects of this, but even I know that what we're doing is just crazy. I mean, in a technology where everything becomes new again every 2 or 3 years, to be buying systems and hardware that you're amortizing over 10 years or more is just absolutely insane. It's like going out and giving your state police Edsels to be driving around, you know, it just makes no sense for us to be owning this stuff ourselves.
Brooke, there are 5 Democrats running in the primary. 3 folks have run, you know, for offices before,
yes.
and you're one of the folks that really are new to politics. What do you think the odds of your winning the primary is?
Well, let's back up a little bit. All 5 of the candidates have run in the past many times. In fact, oddly enough, Chris Erickson has probably run more than any of us. She's run in every election since, I think, 2002 or some such insanity.
Yeah, and it's almost like she's running for every election this year.
Well, I don't want to fault her for that, because some would claim that I'm not far behind in that I'm running not only for governor and attorney general on the Democratic ticket, I'm also soliciting write-ins for the attorney general position on the Republican ticket. And also, and this isn't really widely circulated, I also have a write-in petition on the Republican ticket for state legislator in Orange 1, state representative in Orange 1, which is the location where I actually live. So, as I've said, Vermont's election laws need to be tightened up in many ways. And maybe placing some constraints on the amount of your activity in one election cycle might be one of those ways.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that you were running.
To answer your question, all of these folks have various levels of capacity, let's say, you know, of experience. And I don't think all of them are a good fit for being the state's chief executive officer. Realize, just because you've been in politics doesn't mean that you know how to run an organization. Many of these people have a whole lot of ideas about doing a whole lot of new things. And in fact, the governor's job really is to administrate the laws and legislation that's been passed within the budget that's been approved. And not to go out with a lot of wild-eyed, exciting new ideas about innovate this or renovate that or, you know, educate this. It's to take the job that's in front of you, which is to manage and operate the various departments within the government. And I'm not sure that I'm not the most qualified to do that, since I've been in business for many years, since I graduated from college, and have, you know, year after year for 30 years, you know, paid the vendors and made payrolls year after year. And I don't think any of these folks, I think Matt Dunn had a small IT business at one point before he went to work for others. Peter Galbraith, I don't think, has ever been in business. And Sue Minter, probably her closest exposure to business was when her father ran the Minter Candy Companies. So the question is, not who has the biggest ideas or who's the most flamboyant when they speak, you know, flailing their hands about, but rather who actually has the capacity to organize a group of people to get the job done.
And since you're running, I take it you believe you're that person.
I believe I'm one of those persons. I also believe that Phil Scott and Bruce Lisman also have that capacity at the very least.
Well, Brooke, it was great to meet you, by phone at least.
Very good.
I have the advantage of knowing what you look like because I saw you on the debate.
let me say the four most important things that I think that need to be talked about in the election, and to some extent they have. I think that we have to have a moratorium on industrial wind. I think that we have to repeal Act 46. Since school consolidation is never going to do anything worthwhile as far as reducing costs and taking control away from local communities and the parents does not make any sense at all. I do think that we have to look at not only not increasing taxes anymore, but look for places where we can actually cut taxes. And to be real honest, I have a whole host of other priorities and everybody can take a look at them. I have a website, I don't think you need to say the W's anymore, but anyway, brookpage.us, BROOKEPAIGE.US, where you will find the full portfolio of issues that I'm involved in.